do you feel that your company has blood on its hands from what has happened?
I don't think so. I mean, I think we all, as South Africans, feel exactly the same way that you feel. We've done, we've made sure that any of our employees that have been directly affected in this, we're doing as much as we possibly can. We've put in place counseling for the families. We're assisting in the arrangement appropriately with regard to the burials that need to take place.
So whose fault is this?
There is a commission of inquiry that has been set up to look at whose fault it may be. At this time, we're not pointing fingers. We're saying, let's get back to work. Let's get our operations running smoothly. And then if there is blame to be apportioned, let's do that at a later stage.
Could the mine company have done more to avoid this by sitting down and talking to the strikers?
What we had was an illegal work stoppage where workers chose not to come to work. And it quickly escalated into one of public violence. So we weren't at any stage, didn't have that opportunity of engagement.
A lot of people have been shocked that this likens to a time in the past in the mines in South Africa in the mid-80s, late 80s. Do you think that comparison is fair?
The scenes of public violence shocked us all. I mean, it wasn't something that that any of us relish. But I think within the mines, the situation has changed quite considerably.
Right now it's a difficult time for platinum industry in general. How will this affect your company in general going forward with the prices dropping and the continued industrial action?
Yeah, I mean, as you say, it's a tough time for the industry. The industry has been one where we've been faced with tightening prices. Prices have been coming down. We have had cost increases over time increasing. So it is a tough place to be at the moment. The sooner we get our operations up and running, the more resilient we can be as an organization, and indeed the better for the South African platinum industry in general.